We're going to be speaking with Regina Pats assistant coach Ken Schneider. He is ready. Kenny is down outside the Regina Pats locker room. Kenny, I know it's not the result that you guys were looking for, but, you know, Edmonton's a really good team, and you guys, to me, I thought you guys played a great second and third period of play, especially in the third period. Give us your overall impressions of the game tonight. How would you kind of describe how things went for your group?
Yeah, I would agree with that, Dante. I thought our guys played pretty good, solid hockey game. We got down a couple again early in the game. But we showed some resilience, and we fought our way back into the game. It's a little disappointing when we work so hard to get it to 3-3 and then to give a goal up right away with 30 seconds left, or 30 seconds later. And to that goal, I think it did end up going off of Merrick. The guy just whipped and turned it and threw it back at the net, and it hit Merritt's skate, I think, and bumped into the net. But overall, I thought our effort was good. We made some good hockey plays tonight. I thought the goal that Fawcett scored was a real nice play with Schulte making a real nice play. So we need more of that. But overall, I thought we played a good hockey game.
To me, what I took out of Maddox Schulte's game tonight, I know that he's been, kind of gripping the stick. He wants to score his first WHL goal from talking to him around practice and stuff. But the pass that he made and that play between him and Fawcett was beautiful. But there was a couple of times in the second and third period where he was back checking. There was a guy open in front, and he comes and lifts his stick and takes him off the puck. And then he blocked like two or three shots in front of the net. And that's a lot to ask from a 15-year-old. It's quite remarkable just how responsible he is defensively, Kenny.
Yeah, I mean, we've known that for a while now, that Maddox plays both sides of the puck, and against a real veteran team and big strong guys too, by the way. I think we figured out they were over like 6'1" on the average in terms of height, and so they're big, they're strong, they're capable, and so to be able to defend like that, that's awesome.
This Edmonton team might have the biggest D-core in the league. Most of their guys are over 6'4" and like 220 pounds, which is insane, by the way. You guys were able to get three on them tonight, but generate a lot of two-on-ones, good scoring chances. I know they got into some penalty trouble as well. So I just wanted to ask you about how impressed were you with your team on how you guys were able to generate scoring chances and play the way you did, especially with like a really tough Edmonton D-core. It seemed like every time you guys had scoring chances, they would put McKenzie and Fiddler on the ice and Alkos, and those are tough guys to play against.
Yeah, I think one of the things that I thought we did a pretty good job of is we started to play a lot faster, and we spent less time in our own zone by, stretching the puck up ice, and we'd get the puck deep and then get a good forecheck going and turn the puck over several times. So, I think that was one of the real positive things that came out of the game. I thought Alice Miette was really good again tonight.
Yeah.
He seems to have a nose for what to do when he gets the puck. He doesn't panic, and he plays well in traffic. I'm quite impressed by his play so far.
Ken, one guy I wanted to ask you about tonight is Cohen Claussen. I think it was early last year you said that he has the potential to be a pretty special player. I know he's still young in this league, but 5 points in the last two games and doing lots of good things that don't really show up on the score sheet. Are we starting to see a little bit more flashes of the potential that he has?
I would agree, Drew. Again, tonight I thought he was pretty solid. He makes plays, and the thing about Cohen is he's hard. Like, he plays physical game. He doesn't back away. I think he's going to be really good in the faceoff circle too as time passes, and he gets a little more confidence and experience in the league. I just think that he's a hockey player, and he's going to be a big part of what happens here in the future.
In a physical game, you guys were pretty disciplined tonight, and I know you didn't have to do it a lot, but both times that you had to, the penalty kill was successful. In the pregame interview, Brad Harrell said that he felt that guys were in position, but maybe it was just one pass that went in or one bounce that would go in. Did you feel like the penalty kill, even though it was only two times, took a bit of a turn tonight?
Yeah, the greatest way to defend is don't take penalties, right?
Yep.
but yes, I would agree, Drew. I mean, I thought we did a pretty good job, especially against, pretty high-octane offense. And we needed to. Our penalty kill hasn't been that strong, so we've given up a fair number of goals. So that was important. I think the other piece to our game, it would be nice to start with a puck more times off the faceoff. And I think, I did my math, and my math on it is, you know, it's not necessarily if you win the draw clean, but who ends up with the puck off the faceoff, so it's possession. And we were 38%, so that's a fail on that aspect. And that if that can get better, we can start with the puck more often.
Well, it's tough taking on like guys that play center like Kalinka, who are like 6'4" and were expected to play in the AHL this year. Kenny, I just wanted to ask about you know, something that I just thought about right now. There were a lot of times that it was 4-on-4 hockey, and it seemed like every time you guys would get involved in something, it wasn't you guys getting the penalty. When I wanted to ask you about it, it seemed like every time they were getting to the front of the net, the D were doing their job, and we ended up seeing Dayton Deschamps, you know, kind of stick up for his teammates and drop the gloves with Max Kerren. What did you think about that aspect of your game tonight? It really seemed like the D and just everybody in general were kind of playing for each other and not allowing some of those bigger Edmonton players to bully you around.
Yeah, I mean, I think that was their intent, was to try and bully us around. We're not the biggest team, you know, that's the one thing I would say about Dayton, and he's been doing that from day one, is he's a kid that sticks up for his teammates, and, you know, he'll take on the, you know, he's taking on some pretty big guys. Kern's not a little guy.
No.
And, you know, so, you know, good on that. And just there are other guys, just being present when there's a scrum. You don't necessarily have to do a lot, but you need to be there to support your teammate. And, you know, if we can avoid the penalties, maybe we can come out of it with power play. So good on our guys sticking up for each other. And it was a good battle tonight.
Well, in piggybacking off that, it feels like Colton Bridgman has kind of taken, you know, he's playing with a little bit more snarl in his game, if that's, you know, a right way to describe things. And I know that's something that him and I had talked about, you know, going into the season, that he felt like he really wanted to be a little bit meaner. And that was something that, you know, he felt maybe one of the reasons why he didn't get drafted last year. So have you felt that in the first four games of the season, that he's trying to play with a little bit more physicality, especially after the whistles and stuff like that?
Yeah, you know, I think, and really what it comes down to for me, it's not so much after the whistle, Dante. It's between the whistles. It's during the game. It's during the play. That really counts, that, you know, you need to have that grind and be, you know, be hard to play against, especially in front of the net. And I know Colton's trying to, you know, get his game to that level. And I don't think it's his natural personality. But
no.
I thought tonight that he played really well. I thought he carried the puck too.
Yes.
You know, pushed the puck up ice pretty well for us. So, you know, I liked his game.
You know what? It's fun. It's neat you mention that, because Colton Bridgman describes himself as a two-way puck-moving defenseman, and normally when you hear puck-moving defenseman, you think of a smaller player, maybe like a Reese Hamilton or Matt Peranich, likes to skate the puck up the ice and maybe isn't, you know, like Bridgie is defensively. And, you know, he had turned to me and said, well, I feel a puck-moving defenseman is somebody that can move the puck up to their forwards successfully more times than not. And I just wanted to ask you about that part of his game. He's a very good defenseman when it comes to moving the puck out of his zone and getting the puck up ice to the forwards.
Yeah, I think for Bridgie, it's more about the fact that he knows what kind of a player he is, and so he, you know, he doesn't try to do the extra things offensively to,
yeah,
you know, he try and keep it simple, get the puck to the next guy, move the puck up ice, make a good first pass. And you know, tonight there was opportunities where he, you know, he took the puck when he had open space. And, you know, I think that's sort of a maturation over the course of, what is he, in his third year here? So,
yes. Yep.
You know, that comes with time and experience and confidence, and I think that's what you're seeing.
Well, believe it or not, Kenny, you and I have known him for 5 years. He was listed back in our first season with the club. It's nice to see him take a step in his development. Kenny, thanks for the time. Hopefully we'll see a victory on Saturday in Swift Current.
Yeah, we're going to give her our best shot there Saturday night, and thanks, guys.
All right, that's awesome. Ken Schneider joining us on the Leader Post game show.